I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
You're now listening to Gamertag Radio's E3 2015 coverage, live from the Los Angeles Convention Center.
Hey guys, Patrick here, back with our final coverage of E3 2015. Show is winding down, but I had a chance to sit down and talk with a good friend of mine about a game that I started my day off with. I didn't expect to start my day off with this, but I started out with For Honor. Me and my crew, we did 4v4. We got the hang of it pretty quickly, and we had this amazing sword fight culminating in this last-ditch effort for territory. It's like 950 to 1,000, down to their last guy. We just started chasing him. He was running. We were four of us behind him, going up ladders. He was juking us, finally took him down. One of the most intense experiences I've had, and at the end, we were all still shaking at the end. We're like, whoa, that was felt like a real sword fight. So I got my friend Jason Vandenberg here. Jason, what is it you do on For Honor?
I am the creative director of For Honor, so I'm the guy who, if the game sucks, it's my fault. But if it's awesome, it's the team's fault, right?
Yes.
That's my role.
Yes. All right, so I guess break me down, like, you know, what is For Honor? What is it about? You know, what compelled you to make a competitive sword fighting game?
Well, I mean, that's kind of all I got in me, man. This is an idea that's been floating around in my head and it's going to sound like cliche, man, but it's been like 12 years. So where this came from was I took a class one time years ago, and like 12 years ago, in this thing called Western Martial Arts, right? Western Martial Arts is like this new form of long swords fighting that they rediscovered about how knights used to fight. And I was like, this is so cool, and it's so simple, right? It's so really, really, really simple to learn. And it's all this idea about your sword as your shield and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what if we did this? Could we map this on the controller somehow? And I started thinking about the right stick. And I realized, hey, if we put the stances on the right stick, if we let you move the position of your weapon right, left, and top with the right stick, I would start to care a lot about where you're holding your weapon, because that's where you're blocking, right? If you're holding the weapon to the left, now you're blocking the left side, but top and right, you're open, right? And I'm going to feel the same way about myself. So now we're looking at each other and we're going, where's he holding his weapon? What's he going to do? Well, that's kind of the way that I feel when I pick up a weapon and do it in real life, right? Because, I mean, I will confess to being that kind of guy, that nerd. I'm that guy. So I was like, yeah, let's do this. So I started pitching the game. 10 years, the answer was no, and no, 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 and we don't make that kind of game, and no, and no. I just finally, at the end of that quest, I pitched it to the head of Ubisoft Montreal, right? It was after I got done with Far Cry, and he said, instead of saying no, he said, I'd like you to meet somebody. And he introduced me to this team of people, this incredibly talented group of developers who'd worked on Naruto and a bunch of other stuff on the inside of Ubisoft Montreal. And we fell in love with it. I pitched it. They were like, this is great. And except it's kind of broken, creative director guy, right? Your ideas are kind of half-baked in some ways, right? So they showed me where I'd gone wrong. And then we sort of collaborated on solutions, fixed it, and now here we are.
So I guess what I saw so far is I was playing as knights, but it looks like from the trailer is also, what, like a Viking or a Japanese element?
Knights, Vikings, Samurai.
The best kind.
The three great warrior legacies, right? This is not a game about history, of course, because, I mean, I don't know if you know this, but the Japanese did not face the Vikings on a European battlefield at any time in history. That didn't actually occur.
Oh, that would have been cool, though.
But, right? And so let's do that. So that's what we're here to do, right? Because everyone wants to know, right? I think anyone who's got a sword fighting fantasy, right, when they were 8 years old on the playground was arguing who would win in a fight. I mean, that's basically what we're doing here. So we want to say, you know, who are you? Each faction in our game has a number of heroes in it, right? So if you like knights or you like Vikings, you like samurai, you're going to have a few to pick from. Here at E3 on the floor, we've got the warden is our first knight. So the one you played, right? That's our first hero. He's got a long sword, some heavy armor, right? Got a pretty particular fighting style. But you also saw the stage. Our Oni, which is our first samurai, right? That super fast katana wielding sort of heavy ninja character, right? They're a lot more lightweight, a lot more quick, but a little more fragile. So very different style of fighting with the Oni.
And I noticed, obviously, the game type I was showing was like, you know, a capture the point, want you to hold A, B, and C. You had your miscellaneous AI troops fighting. But it was also you were collecting points and unlocking these little abilities mapped to the D-pad. Can you go in detail about that?
Yeah, so those are our feats, right? So every character's got four, and you're going to be able to pick them. You're going to be able to customize, you know, select from a list. And like I say, when you spawn, you start out with just the first feat, and then you start killing guys, start earning points. You're going to unlock more and more feats until you finally get to the top end. The one you're playing with right now, that warden, he's got a catapult strike, right? So when you get a nice long streak there, you're gonna be able to point your finger and here comes the incoming, right? Nice big fireball on the battlefield. And we've had a couple of epic fights that were ended with a, you know, four-way kill with the enemy team with a catapult strike. It's a pretty satisfying way to end the game.
Any other modes you want to talk about now that you're going to have in the game besides, you know, the traditional three-player capture point?
So the game in general, if you want to think about kind of scope and what we're trying to do, right, I really think of this game as kind of a shooter with swords, right? Dominion's the mode we got right now, which is one you're talking about with points and capture points, right? We're not really talking about other modes yet because we wanted to test out this stuff and see how you guys responded. So far, it seems like you like it pretty good, right? But we're going to have more modes. We got a lot of potential. The game's 4v4 right now, right? But we have a lot of potential to go and explore and have a great time creating new modes as we move forward. So we'd love to hear from you guys what you think would work with this mechanic.
Yeah, very cool. Is there any kind of like a campaign or a story aspect to this?
Absolutely. So we're going to have a full solo campaign. We're not talking about it at E3 this year, right? But we're gonna give you like this world, right? There's a reason these guys are fighting, right? They didn't come out of nowhere, right? So we're gonna create. We're gonna let you know how that happened. We'll put you in the middle of that story, right? And let you play solo. Let you play on your own. Also, if you want to play the game, we got bots in the game right now. So if you want to play multiplayer and just practice on your own, we got that ready to go as well. We'll also, at the end of the day, we're gonna let you play in co-op. And of course, I don't think any game that is focused on sword fighting would be complete without split screen. So we're gonna have full split screen support as well at the end. So you can beat up your buddies on the couch. Wait, I said that wrong. So you could sit on the couch and then beat up your buddies in the video game, not beat up your buddy. You know what I mean.
It depends how badly you beat them. You might come to blows if, like, you're really dominating the person, because I saw some of the execution moves really drive them in the fact that I just kicked your ass, cut your head off, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I absolutely adore that about the game. It's fantastic. Oh, man. I guess my question is, you know, are there any range classes we have to worry about?
So, you know, being able to call in a catapult strike or an arrow storm in the case of the Oni is kind of enough range for me, right? And to me, this game is really about getting up close and personal with your melee weapons and beating the holy crap out of each other, right? So when I get shot in the back by an archer, right, in the middle of my melee fight, it kind of, you know, messes with my mellow, right? It's not the kind of thing I'm up to. So, but we may see certain feats that let you do range attacks, like you may have seen in one of our gameplay videos, that the Oni's got a shuriken that he can throw out just to be like, you're not escaping, whack, you got 10 hit points left, and you go, nope, you're dead, that kind of thing. But not planning on putting any archers as a primary role anytime soon.
I was thinking that, because I'm like, I'd be so mad if I just got picked off of somebody running away, and that shuriken would come in handy when I was chasing that guy down. But I was playing as a knight, so I was like, man, I wish I could just throw my sword at the guy and just like run him through. But oh, it's exceptionally fun. I like this game so much. As a person who plays Chivalry Medieval Warfare a lot, like, this is well welcome on a console. Again, like, there's nothing else like this on a console right now, and it is so fun because we picked it up so quick. Me and my crew, we were just so, we vibed, we were calling out to each other, we were defending each other. I actually felt like if I don't go help my friend, I'm going to watch him die and be like, no, vengeance, and, like, run the other guy through. And just, I love how personal it is. It's exceptional, everything about it. Anything else you wanted to talk about it for Honor?
Sounds like you got a warrior inside you, man. That's really, it's a big deal. Well, so we're coming out on PS4, Xbox One, and we're gonna have a full PC version. I think that you hit most of it, man. I'm really excited that you loved it, man. That's great. Because all that stuff you're talking about that team play and all that, it's exactly what we're trying to do. So.
Excellent. Do you guys have any plans for any beta testing sometime in the future?
We're going to be talking about live periods, soon enough in the upcoming months. So be ready to jump on board. You can go to forhonorgame.com, register right now, right? So when we start up on that communication, you guys can be first in line, to be the first ones to be able to play the game. That'd be great.
Cool. And when can we expect to maybe play For Honor for real on retail shelves?
I will find out, right?
Still hard to work on. I like that. Jason, I admire your dedication so much. You're very passionate about it. I love this game. I said earlier today, I didn't know I needed this game until I started playing. I'm like, my God, why didn't no one think of this sooner? It's exceptional. Like, who needs Dynasty Warriors anymore? I want this. Like you said, it's all about blocking, parrying, taking people down. Some of the most satisfying combat I've ever seen, man to man, is exceptional. Jason, thank you so much for your time, and you have a good rest of your show. And I know you're about to go home. This is the last interview of the day, so once again, thank you so much for taking the time for us.
Thanks a lot, man. It's been fantastic talking to you. It's always great to connect with people who are enjoying the game. Man, you really got it. I got to hurry up and get this game out for you.
Thank you so much. All right, y'all, E3 2015 is out. Peace.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.